What's up, listeners? You know sometimes how it can be hard just to get from point A to point B. Now, when I have to get anywhere and I don't want to deal with the hassle of public transportation, it ain't hard to tell how I get around. I always make sure to use the best car service app in the game. I'm talking about Lyft. Lyft offers rides in minutes. All you have to do is download the Lyft app, request a ride, and you will be on your way quickly. Lyft is all about happy riders and happy drivers. Take a ride with them and you'll see why 9 out of 10 rides end up with a 5-star rating. Lyft always has amazing offers for new customers, and I'm here to tell our listeners about a great offer today. Lyft is currently offering free ride credit to 8 Hard to Tell listeners. If you are new to Lyft, then you are eligible, and getting your credit is easy. All you have to do is download the app and use the promo code AHTTPOD to unlock your free credit today. Ain't hard to tell who has the best car app service, so use the code today and ride out loud with Lyft. Who else Dennis are we waiting on?
Yeah.
Pat Beverly.
Pat Bev, Kawhi, and
the entire point.
I'm going to take a bathroom break. Hopefully I don't punch somebody in the face on my way over there.
I think it's more likely you'll punch the wall.
Are you wilding?
Look, I don't fight. I really don't fight. Like, let's not put that narrative out there, all right?
All right.
I just be playing around. But it can get to that point. All right?
That's see, the people who
said,
have
don't
to,
try
the, people who have to let people know that it can get to that point, that tells me you're ready to
but
fight.
But I'm a New Yorker. It can get to that point with anybody up here. It can get to that point with Gerard. It's just he has a longer tolerance for certain things.
Way longer rope than you do. Jay Williams is going to be a guest on Zach Lowe's pod tomorrow. That should be interesting because I'm sure he's going to go in on the KD stuff.
I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a bath.
That should be interesting.
You guys hold it down.
I mean, it's interesting how everything is going to play out. Our guy Otis says, what is the plan for the Knicks? None of this sounds like the Knicks are making a run at anything. They're making a run
at rebuilding culture.
I just think there's a misunderstanding among New York fans sometimes. We haven't seen this.
Yeah.
Where the Knicks have actually had a plan to rebuild, to get players on short-term contracts, to develop young players. If you weren't going to get the big guys, this is the right move. You could sit up all day and be mad that he didn't get KD or Kawhi or Kyrie. Why are you going to be mad about that?
Absolutely.
They went for it to some degree. I know Jamal and I wish they had kept KP, and I'm with him on that. However, they went for it. Once they decided to go for it, you knew there's a possibility it couldn't work out. So some teams were going to lose out on this. Could be the Knicks, could be the Clippers. Now what you should do is not go and overpay for guys. If they had overpaid for Tobias Harris, who I actually like, but it isn't worth the money that he got and value to the Knicks. If they overpaid for a Kemba Walker, who's not worth the same thing to the Knicks as he is to the Celtics. But these are guys who they're saying, let's go get a Julius Randle. Maybe they get a D'Angelo Russell. To be quite honest, if they got the both of those two young guys in there with the rest of the young talent they had around here, I would say, you know what? That's a pretty solid offseason. They're building blocks you can use going forward. You got all your picks coming to you.
Right.
You can still make moves and have flexibility, which is what the Nets had. You talked about looking at the model. They still have flexibility. You still have picks coming to you.
Yeah.
You can still develop your talent. It is not a bad situation. Who would you rather be, the Knicks or the Charlotte Hornets? Right. Right. Who would you rather be, the Knicks or the Phoenix Suns?
There's a few teams, man. There's some playoff teams. Like, would you rather be the
Knicks or the Magic?
Detroit Pistons.
Or the Orlando Magic.
Right.
I don't mean them either.
Like, teams that are, you know, might make the playoffs,
but they're in the middle, and they don't have any real flexibility.
It's also this misnomer that the Knicks somehow are always players in free agency and always get – they don't. That's not a thing. That hasn't happened in a long time. The Knicks, any sustained success this team has had, and that goes back to the 90s with Patrick Green and all that, those were all drafted guys. So that's what they're doing. They're trying to – you guys want to go back to the days of your most memorable past in the 90s when you had Ewing, Starks, Oakley, and those guys? Yeah, you picked up some guys from free agency, whatever, but Ewing was a draft pick. Those guys are – John Starks is a CBA guy you picked up.
Yep.
That's how you develop that team. This is what you're doing now. So take a chill. Be easy.
People got to be taking it easy. Is it easy? People haven't seen it, and I don't understand why people get mad at it. They've been going for the quick fix for so long.
It's not going
to
happen.
Now they are. Now look, to some degree, they did try to go for the quick
they
fix.
They did.
So let me not add. But I can't
You can't totally knock them for going after KD.
What I don't like is you had a guy who came here and was an all-star on 7'3", right, and shoot was the ball. He's young. Yeah. And wanted to be here at some point, although there's reports that he didn't want to be here that I'm not sure I actually believe, but that's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. And now you let him go out the door. Otis also asked, trust the process, is that what the Knicks are selling? And how many years are they away from being, I guess he meant like a championship contender. I don't know. Could be three.
It all depends on what they do with that other piece. If they get a and the only person I think we all agree that is worth to get that kind of – to give a max deal to, a three-year – or maybe four-year, I guess, would be D'Angelo Russell, right? Yeah. Because that's a playoff guy who's – and how old is he? 23.
And the fact is – yeah, the fact he's young.
And he's – right? And that, you know. That's a guy. Again, because you go D'Angelo Russell, you go Kevin Knox, R.J. Barrett, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, you're probably making the playoffs with that squad. That's they're as good as Orlando, as good as Detroit.
If the kids develop, if somebody emerges from that kid on one of the wings, it has to be Barrett or Knox.
Yeah.
And the other step I'll say is Mitchell Robinson takes the next level as a defensive player, as I think he can, or you even have a guy like Alonzo Tree off the bench who takes that role scoring off the bench, or Dennis Smith Jr. If that's a lot of ifs.
Yeah.
But that's what you have with young teams. There are no provens on this team.
None.
Except Randle. We kind of see, and, even Randle's still young, but we kind of seen what he is.
And that contract's great because it gives you the option in the third year. If it's not working out, you can be like, I'm out.
They could trade him next year.
It's expiring next year, right?
In theory, yeah.
Right, in theory, they could trade him in the second year.
Exactly.
I don't think they will, but if he plays well and you're like, 2 years from now, you might look to see him. You might actually have a decision as a Knicks GM. Do we want to keep him or not? Is he part of our culture going forward for even a third year? Do we want to have
his value? Does he mesh with RJ?
He's in the
Knicks
control.
Knicks fans, all is not lost. All is not lost.
Like I said, you have a model right in front of you, right over the bridge.
Right. Brooklyn like showed you. Brooklyn,
and you're really in
and
a better
Clippers
position.
Too. The Clippers
really
are a good model, too.
Right. And you're in a better position than they were because you have your own picks.
That's a difference.
Like, the Nets didn't even have their picks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And which
means you don't have to take back so much bad salary.
Exactly. As the Nets did. But what the Knicks should – and this is we're all saying this. Kudos to the Nets for what they did in their turnaround to make the situation when they didn't have their own picks. That's kudos to their development. As you guys were saying, it's kudos to their patience. And that's what Knicks fans have to learn. Knicks fans, I'm speaking to Knicks fans, and this is some people think on the show, I don't get it, Knicks fans. The entitlement that things should come to you or you've done stuff.
Based on
No. Yeah. Now y'all need to humble yourselves a little bit and say, and I hope, and the Knicks should be motivated by what the Nets do. I don't think they should be totally caring and be like, oh, we have to do what the Nets do, but they should be motivated and say, hey, look, there's a team right across the river that did it the right way with patience. And from what I've seen from Perry and Mills, Perry seemed to found talent. He's found diamonds in the rough, which is what you need to do to become a good team. Found a Mitchell Robinson, found a Trier. Hopefully they hit on R.J. Barrett or a Knox. They bring in a guy like Julius Randle under good value. Those are things, those are moves Sean Marks made. Those are moves you have to do when you want to build a good culture. That's what they're doing. Stop going for the quick fix, guys.
Yeah.
I'm done preaching.
And if they do it.
And get your people, get your own, I'm sorry, get your owner to be quiet and stop banning journalists and you're on your way.
Yeah.
Damn, that's wild.
But that's true.
If they go and, well, not even that. I was going to say this rebuild could actually be done pretty quickly relative to most others. Because, like you said, they have their own picks. And look, they already have a top three draft pick who should become a star. And you signed Julius Randle.
Who could have been a number one in any other draft.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. And here's the thing, too. With Julius Randle, I'm actually surprised that he agreed to have a team option in his third season. I'm a little curious about that.
He's betting on himself.
I think he's betting on himself.
But I'm only saying that he could have – maybe I'm sure he didn't want something like a long-term deal, but he probably could have gotten – remember when I was jokingly kind of said he can get $100 million for 4 years? I think – something like 90 could have been feasible for him if he got 63 for three. So I'm kind of wondering
the market for fours wasn't saying that maybe he could get more than the three.
That's also true because the market for point guards is much.
The other domino we didn't talk about too, the Al Horford domino hasn't dropped yet either.
Ooh, let's get into that.
Because he was the one who I thought might end up in New Orleans. Because I thought he'd be a nice fit there to help Zion out. I also like.
At one point, I was saying Al Horford could probably go to Brooklyn.
Because I actually heard that's where he was. Not Brooklyn, it was New Orleans. But then once Woj came out with something else,
I thought at one point at least, and I don't think it's there for the Knicks yet either. But I thought at one point at least, Al Horford could be in play for both New York teams.
And then cap space wise, this would be a trade. But New Orleans, the cap is not. They don't have the max space anymore.
Right.
I was really into this idea because it wouldn't require salary conversion or anything like that. because they needed more shooting, and another big play next to Zion was getting Kevin Love from Cleveland.
Well, let's talk about him, too.
Let me pull up that contract.
Kevin Love is a contract that is can be tradable. It's not,
as bad as people think it is.
I thought Kevin Love would fit well in Utah.
Back contracts get shock better with age.
That's not going to happen right now.
No.
But here's where I think Kevin Love is a team I think might go for him. I said this before. Portland.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hometown?
And he's from Oregon. Portland.
Hometown? Yeah.
But he's that
Hope
other
is coming,
he's
Dame.
That third guy that I think could come in.
Yeah.
And look, now they've got some trade. Can they flip? I think there's be some time before they can flip Bazemore again.
Yeah.
Can you give them Bazemore? Can you give them what's some of the young guys? Zach Collins? And maybe I'm forgetting the other guy, the other young kid
they have on the bench.
Do
the whole, like, we're one player away and we can win now, it's we'll give up on – because I like Zach Collins a lot, but you figure, you know what? Let me punt on Zach. Okay.
And that follows your theory
with some picks, obviously.
Follows your theory of you need – or our theory, I should say. You need a guy who is at least 6'7", 6'8",
right.
Who can score a lot if not get their own shot.
Right.
Like, he doesn't need to be your best player. Dame could be your best player. CJ could even be your second best player.
You
need Kevin Love there or somebody like that.
He stretches the floor. He's good to pick and roll. Still rebounds very well.
Rebounds.
He's an upgrade from Jusuf Nurkić, who had a breakout season last year.
That's true.
Well, I'm still saying you can keep Jusuf Nurkić.
Oh, no. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, he would be even better than what Nurkić gave him.
And Nurkić was a good third option last year.
Kevin Love's, yes. And I think with him, they probably would have beaten Golden State once or twice.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, Kevin Love's contract. He has 4 years left, which is more than I thought.
Because he just signed the extension this year. So
Yeah. He signed. Well, LeBron left. And,
right.
Yeah. $28.9 million this year.
That's tradable in this NBA.
Yeah.
31.2 next year and the year after, and then back to 28.9
I mean,
the final
that's
year.
A good
that's
deal a, for a team looking
tradable.
For another guy.
That ain't the Chris Paul contract.
Right.
Paul. Like,
right.
We haven't talked about
Houston. No, yeah. We'll get to them in a second. I agree.
This podcast never gonna.
Yeah, we gotta give love to Otis. We're gonna have to split this up into parts for the audio listeners later. We gotta give love to Otis.
What's up, Otis?
Who he's out here interacting.
I love it,
we
man.
Appreciate
he's,
you.
He's the man.
He asked me. He said he appreciated my comments, making good sense for Knicks fans. I try to be rational.
Listen,
He said, does anybody have any idea about what Kawhi is going to do? And he thinks the Portland suggestion that, for me, is interesting. But does anybody have any ideas about what Kawhi is going to do?
I think he stays in the Toronto.
I think he stays in Toronto.
2+1.
Yeah.
But I think the
Or 1+1.
I do think the Lakers are going to push hard, though.
They're going to try.
Lakers and the Clippers are going to push
they're
hard.
They're going
to try. I still think the Knicks are pushing. I just don't see that happening.
For what? Why would he do the Knicks now?
I'm saying the Knicks are pushing for that. I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, but
I think, why would you?
Yeah, like if you need two.
Yeah.
You need two of those
guys. Once the Knicks got Randle, they're out of play for any big guy.
I think the Nets should have went and tried to get Kawhi over Kevin Durant, but that's another story for another day.
But I don't think
I don't think that's crazy
why?
What you're saying.
Because of the health?
I also think, you know, Kawhi's younger and, you know.
I don't think that's crazy. I can see
arguably better. He's better right now.
I mean, yeah, now.
Because of the injury.
I mean, for me, and you know, whatever, you gotta say what you want, but for me, Katie's the guy.
I was actually, because I had the impression all year long that the Nets would try, and maybe they did. Well, I gotta find that out, but I'm actually surprised that there was little to no traction on that. Kawhi potentially reuniting with Sean Marks and all those experts in theory. But, you know, it is what it is. They clearly won free agency to some degree.
No doubt about that.
They'll be on the back the back pages tomorrow.
It's going to be
they will, and the Nets haven't got too much of that.
Hopefully people still read newspapers.
A new daily fantasy app for prop bets is here, and it's called Thrive Fantasy. Forget the old school way of DFS. Thrive Fantasy has streamlined the drafting process and eliminated the need to do unnecessary hours of research by using only top-tier athletes. That means no more salary cap. You just build your lineup around a list of prop bets. Here's how it works. For each contest, you choose 10 of the 20 prop bets, plus two ice picks that protect you from any late scratches or postponed games. Each unique prop has an over and under point value assigned to it, and you will be rewarded that value if the prop is correct. So for example, if Tom Brady throws for over or under 250 yards, the less likely the prop is to occur, the more points the choice will be worth. You build your team score around the amount of correct prop bets you select. It's easy to play, so just check out the Thrive Fantasy link in the description of this podcast and get in the game with Thrive Fantasy today.
Mark Stein said D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns were huddling as recently as yesterday, according to league sources. While the Wolves have been canvassing the league to make the trades they need to make so that they can steal the former Nets
All-Star.
Who's
getting Andrew Wiggins?
That's the thing. It's a three-team trade, and someone's got to get Andrew Wiggins.
You know who could use Andrew Wiggins?
Who?
Don't say that.
Charlotte.
No, he's not lying.
Yo, how is he not the best player on that team if he goes there?
He's not lying.
I don't even like Andrew Wiggins. Not personally, I don't know him, but obviously as a player.
No, you listen.
Why could Charlotte not use Andrew Wiggins?
I mean, Murph, you think a change of scenery helps Wiggins, or he just is what he is at this point?
Yo, it's a better promotion when you got Scary Terry and Wiggins.
Before you answer that, let me just say this. Andrew Wiggins, our boy, right?
Whose boy?
Whose boy? Put me in that.
He's 24 years old.
Still young.
Birthday virtually a year ahead of D'Angelo Russell's. He will make $27.5 million this year. Mm-hmm. 29.5 the year after, 31.6 in 2021-2022, and in 2022-2023 he will make 33.6.
Tradable contract. It's not terrible.
It's not as terrible
except
as
he's
I thought.
Been terrible. It's just that he's not good. That's the problem.
Like with Kevin Love, he's older, but he's a better player.
Right.
And you know what you're getting from Kevin
Love.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. You don't know what
Andrew Wiggins might give you 28 and 10 one night, and next night he'll score no points, grab no rebounds, and you're like, dog, what?
Like Kevin Love, you could rely on him to get you 18 and 9.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Something you can like book that.
It. You can't
especially
book
if he's with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. For
you can't book Wiggins for anything. Literally nothing.
But like I said,
15 to 22.
A change of scenery for him in a place like Charlotte is not crazy.
What do you think, Murph, about Wiggins?
Honestly,
Dex, Jamal's like, do you have time?
Dex,
we have time, Jamal.
Before you go, Dex, you're right. But what the hell is Charlotte going to do with that?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know what Charlotte does.
Hold on. Especially, they have
room next year. They have expiring contracts next
year. Batum expires.
Why do you add Wiggins?
You know what you do? You get Wiggins, and then you trade for Hassan Whiteside.
Oh, my God.
Because you have nothing to sell your fan base. And unlike the Knicks, they don't. What's their plan? At least with the Knicks, you can – look at the Knicks.
Their plan is
if you're
going
to give Wiggins all that money, you should have given it to a little bit more to Kemba.
I agree. But Kemba's – I'm not saying I disagree with you. I'm just going to play devil's advocate and say they can say we decided to give it to somebody who's younger. Now, I don't think he's as good, clearly. I'm not pretty sure he will ever be as good, but maybe you try to be like, hey, we got Scary Terry and a former number one overall pick.
Scary Terry.
And this, you know they're going to try to market the hell out of that. Apparently, I think their record's going to be scary.
Yeah, their record's going to be real scary.
This is interesting.
Lottery for the Hornets, baby.
Apparently, Ramona Shelburne said this on The Jump, and we know Ramona Shelburne is very plugged in. She says that Steph Curry went to New York, but is unsure if he actually got to meet with Kevin Durant.
Ouch.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
You know, guy.
So not
Curry
that surprising.
And Clay were in touch with KD also. Okay, so I guess maybe they like did a little like.
KD was like, "Nah, bro, I know what I'm doing."
Maybe he was coming here and he was like, "Bro, I'm good. Like, don't even like, we good." Like,
he's like, "Don't even waste your time."
Yeah,
Seth Curry, a name who's out there,
a shooter who can make some money.
Wouldn't mind seeing my Knicks pick him up. Wouldn't mind seeing that.
You know where he'd be a good fit though?
Lakers. I know. And I feel terrible because every time I mention a player, I'm like, you know he'd be great on the Lakers. Well, because they need so much. They need a roster. They have nobody.
We've seen the formula and how to build around LeBron. And
AD too. You need shooting and you need,
right,
you know.
It starts with shooting.
Yeah.
It starts with shooting. Whatever else you want to add a start. But it starts with shooting.
Defense. Shooting and defense.
They have shooting right now in Kyle Kuzma, and that's really it.
That's not enough.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's why Patrick Beverley would work. Seth Curry would be helpful. D'Angelo Russell, if they can get it, and he could catch and shoot a little more like he did with the Lakers back in the day. Whereas the Nets, he was more on the ball. I think that Seth Curry would be a good fit there.
But
if you could shoot, honestly, you'd be a good fit on
pretty much
anything.
Here's what I think about D'Angelo, though, and you guys on the, because we watched him heavily. What is D'Angelo's best skill on offense? Is operating out of the screen and pick and roll. That is the best part of his game. He is excellent at that. How much of an opportunity is going to get that on the Lakers?
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. He was actually pretty good at catching and shooting with the Lakers. So.
True.
It's not like he can't catch and shoot.
He's not as good at catching and shoot as he is coming off pick
see,
and roll.
That's what's interesting is that with the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell will have to change his game a little bit, at least a little bit, because he's going to be your second ball handler.
Right.
And, you know, you also have Anthony Davis there who's going to need the ball.
And at his age, do you want to do that?
Here's the thing, though.
Probably not.
With Minnesota.
He's the primary ball handler.
Yes.
With Karl Towns?
Yeah.
I like that.
Karl Anthony Towns starts to get more respect if that happens, because now he has a certified, playmaker with him. Jeff Teague is pretty good, but he's not really the playmaker. So
they want to try to get rid of off that Jeff Teague contract. They're going to have to try to move that.
Teague can't stay on the court.
That's another thing, too.
That, too.
Who's
going to D'Angelo Russell did at least this past season.
Who's going to trade for Teague?
Charlotte.
they just invested a lot of money at point guard.
Let me look at Charlotte's.
We dump it on Charlotte right now.
What's Charlotte's starting five?
This is what Charlotte got to do.
What is Charlotte's starting five?
Malik Monk.
It's Terry Rozier, Michael Jordan, Malik Monk. Dylon.
Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
Yikes. And Willie Juan Hernan Gomez Hernandez.
He's there?
Yo, Charlotte going to win 10 games next year. 10.
With that roster.
Fam, this is why people were joking when I said, with the whole Kyrie Kemba thing, it's like we can't overlook that at least with Kyrie, with Kemba, he has the worst supporting cast out of any star in the NBA. The worst.
He did.
Jeremy Lamb, second best player, and he still almost dragged him to the playoffs. That's why I think the fit with him is going to be good in Boston.
I think Horford, you mentioned Horford before.
Yeah.
It's still crazy.
That's
a
pretty
big
loss for Boston. I don't know what they're going to do about that.
Where's Horford going?
The Sixers
or Dallas
might be an interesting spot for Horford.
Do they have the money after Tobias Harris?
Because he's shooting.
See definitely what they do after.
Because
they
I don't think
sign and trade.
They do because remember if they renounced everybody and there was like something like almost $79 million in cap space. Now they just signed Tobias, so there's that.
Or they could sign and trade for Jimmy Butler and get back Goran Dragic and Josh Richardson.
Yeah, but we talked about that. Goran's what 33?
Yeah, but he's an expiring contract. He'll be good for the $19 million. I mean, if Ricky Rubio got $17 million, then Goran Dragic is worth $19 million. Sorry, Ricky Rubio. Got to pick on you.
Well, we've been picking on the whole podcast.
Ricky be getting killed all podcast.
Maybe he don't listen to this.
I don't know. Dallas.
Spencer Dinwiddie might.
Dallas also is rumored in Horford. And
yeah.
It'd be that's what I said, Dallas.
Well, I think Dallas should focus on
him. They just re-signed Miles Powell, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
The New York Post had a headline that said Knicks Kevin Durant answer is ex-Lakers bust Julius Randle? Like, I get it. It's easy to, crap on
he's a bust?
But that's what I'm
saying.
Julius
Randle wasn't a bust. Julius Randle wasn't re-signed because he was
you're not a real basketball fan. You don't know what's going on.
This is also to Jamal's point. This is New York media.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Right. Like, this is going to happen.
They got to sell headlines.
If the Nets start off 3-5.
Oh, yeah. Kyrie going to get it.
Oh,
they're going to do a thing with the third eye on his forehead on the back of the page.
I bet you didn't see this coming.
It's going to be
flat times in Brooklyn. you know they're going to be ready for that.
Oh, my God.
You can make up the cheesy Daily News or Post headline.
So ridiculous.
But that's the fact that they're doing that and saying the Knicks, everything doesn't have to be wins and losses. Like, it's a great wins for the Nets, right? Yeah. What happened for them, obviously, today. The Knicks not getting it. Is it a loss? Yeah, but there are other teams who didn't get him too. They're not the only teams. It's not the end of the world.
It's not like they're not going in the right direction.
Right,
right,
right.
You know what
a
I'm
loss
saying?
Would be like if they went and gave money to Terry Rozier.
I will.
That would be
like
a loss.
Lakers bust.
Yeah,
that was not even the last team he's been on. They're just going to leave out the fact that he did well last year.
Let's not talk about the good season he had with New Orleans.
And the last team he was on, he averaged 21.
Exactly. I will say this. All-star numbers. I don't know how much longer we're going. I'm almost the chamber's almost empty. I do.
No, it ain't.
The chamber's almost empty for me.
Trust me.
I do. I mean, look,
I haven't recapped Bandana yet.
Oh Lord,
I'm joking.
Here's the thing: I can honestly go on for a couple hours, but I do have to get out of here at some point. We haven't talked about the Houston Rockets yet.
Yes.
Here's what's interesting about them:
drama.
Haven't you noticed they're always and I know we know what this is. Their name always comes about in trade rumors about every max free agent that's available, whether they have cap space or not. And that's because we know many of our media colleagues cape for Daryl Morey, right? Because he is like, as some of our media colleagues who obsess over analytics. And look, to be clear, I like analytics and I like Daryl. But where Daryl messes up for me is on the chemistry and the people part.
Right.
That's the part he messes up on.
Same that Danny Ainge messed up.
Right.
Yes.
So
I agree.
But they were rumored to get we obviously passed all the Dwight stuff, but they were gonna get Kawhi during the trade with San Antonio. That now it's like, oh, Jimmy Butler is going there. Well, they ain't got no cap space. How are they getting this? Houston's got no room for this. And the idea that Chris Paul and James Harden have tension, shocking. Who could have seen that coming? And you guys know I love Harden. He's one of my favorite players in the league. However, Houston has no counter, right? When that game isn't working, what's their What's their plan B?
Well, there's a couple of problems with them, right, that I saw in the playoffs last year. What made them so good the year before is they had these all these guys who could shoot and defend.
And guard.
Losing Ariza, losing Mbamute, even though he was not a factor in that finals. Chris Paul's a step
slower. And Chris Paul was better last year than he was this year.
And now he's a step slower. And Chris Paul's one of my favorite point guards ever.
Love the point guard.
However, I think one of the biggest problems in that series that I saw is they can't do anything when they play a team that goes small.
Yeah.
You can't keep Capella on the floor. Capella, who I like as a big, and I think he's somebody you could see maybe like a Mitchell Robinson projecting into, maybe a little bit better defensively. However, you can't play him on the floor. He can't guard
small guys. Nope.
When you get him on a switch, it's barbecue chicken all day. Like, it's a wrap. So I think he's the problem. Now, can they move off of him? Is getting a Jimmy Butler better? It seems like they're trying to get another guy to play D and
that's
go
like
smaller.
Throwing nitroglycerin on a fire. You want to add Jimmy to that locker room? And not because I think Jimmy's a bad guy, because I don't. Jimmy's just confrontational. So when he gets there and things aren't going the way he likes, he's going to be like, yo, James, you need to pass the ball. And James is going to be like, wait, what?
James is going
to
be like, yo, I'm James Harden. I get buckets.
James is going to be like, I'm sorry, how many of y'all are MVPs on this team? Oh, none of y'all. I am. So this is your tension. Because Chris Paul, while everyone's like, he wants to pound the ball too, yes, but he also wants to pass it and move it a little
bit. See, Chris Paul, the problem here, Chris Paul isn't wrong.
Right, he's not wrong.
He's right, and when I watch the Rockets, they played way too much ISO.
Yes.
Right? And then he got into those bad habits in the time when Chris Paul was injured and James Harden was going streaking. We all like to watch it.
And they had to in order to win games.
Yo, but I remember my boy Morris hit me up, and he's like, yo, but is that going to work? And Kobe said that too, right, when I think it was on the detail. Are they going to win the playoffs?
Which I thought was funny because you, of all people, Kobe, said, is that going to work? You should know, mister, I'm going to jack the ball 70 times and not go to the playoffs. He's done it.
He should know.
Okay,
I'm just saying. That's wisdom. That's wisdom in the mama mentality.
Yeah.
That's experience. Yeah. He's been on those teams that didn't work.
No, man, right. Wisdom in the mama mentality.
And he also did it. He also did it more so besides Smush Parker as opposed to Chris Paul.
True.
Well, yeah, if I'm playing this.
I will give him that.
Like, with all due respect to Smush Parker.
I will give him that. So it's – and part of the problem is – because let's be honest. What Chris is telling James isn't wrong, as we said.
Yeah.
But to – in the pecking order, James is like, yeah, but – I'm the MVP. You ain't the MVP on this team. And so how many times are you going to listen to a player that you are better than? It's highly unlikely. And so there's this weird thing where James doesn't respect what Chris has done in his career because, you know, he just doesn't.
Whereas, then you're not going to have a good team that way.
Whereas James is like, yo, but I finished second in the MVP the last –
What? Right, it's not about that though.
But I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying this is James's mindset.
Yeah,
right?
but he shouldn't have, like, if in any business, you shouldn't think you're better than
you're
more talented than your teammates if you have a goal to win a championship or whatever.
And I blame Daryl for this because Daryl's big thing is like they sell out for Harden to win the MVP and do all that stuff, right? Yeah. And you saw that lame tweet they sent after Giannis won the MVP.
It was also a flag for me the way the Carmelo thing went down, how fast he was, you know, he was in there. You sign him, you know.
He was productive. Yeah,
he came here and didn't he drop like 20 something in Brooklyn?
28 or something like that. It was one.
So
of
it was not.
Games.
It wasn't like he couldn't do anything.
And it's not like they couldn't have used him.
And he was supposed to be Chris Paul's boy, right?
Yeah.
But then you're just out the door like that. So you would think if Chris Paul and more importantly Harden wanted him on the team, he would be there.
That's the thing. So Harden has veto power.
Got something else.
Harden,
He probably didn't like another ego in the room.
Exactly right.
Real quick, from the jump.
I wonder how much that had to do with it.
What's up, listeners and supporters of the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast? We need some help from you, and it won't take up too much of your time. As we grow, we always want to hear your feedback, so take a minute or two to fill out a short anonymous survey. The survey link is right in the episode notes for this podcast. It's easy and takes less than 5 minutes. As always, we thank you for your continued support.
Matt Barnes just casually threw this out there on the jump.
I think it'll be big, and I'm also hearing that they're trying to pair him with Bradley Beal. To me, it never made sense.
Who?
Jimmy Butler, Miami.
Matt Barnes.
This is with the Miami Heat. I'm also hearing, says former NBA player of 15,000 teams, Matt Barnes.
I like a three combo of Jimmy and Brad Beal.
I like Matt Barnes.
how do they get that done?
Wait, Jimmy, wait, say that again?
I like that 2-3 of Jimmy and Brad Beal.
I like
that's
that.
Nice. Or whatever, Brad.
But
Jimmy,
that's a lot of trades. How's Miami pulling that off? So, they don't have the assets.
Yeah, so it's going to have to it's a three-team trade for sure.
You, Pat Riley.
You better keep
and
that.
It's Pat Riley.
Pat Riley always knows how to work something.
At least keep Bam Adebayo and Justice Winslow.
That's going to be hard trying to get those two dudes. That's going to be hard.
Dragic definitely gone.
Josh Richardson.
Richardson gone.
Who they should have probably traded.
And listen,
Tyler Johnson.
Whiteside salary got to go too.
Tyler Johnson.
Who's taking that contract?
Listen.
Look, if it's expiring, it's
Charlotte.
It's attractive.
Yo, Charlotte Hornets fans gonna hate us.
Yeah, Charlotte Wallet again.
You can look this up.
See, that's the ill marketing plan. What do we say? Wiggins, Whiteside, Scary Terry.
Yo, but here's the thing. Phoenix. Here's the thing.
Let me look up all the bad teams.
You can get Hassan Whiteside in Charlotte, and you could put them on the video packages or whatever, and the final quote will be, yo, comma, but he's from here, exclamation point.
Yo,
that'll
but,
be your marketing.
Fans
from
are like,
Charlotte? Whiteside?
He's from North Carolina.
I like.
And his fans are going to be like, yo, but we don't want to show up.
That's what gonna I say. Like. I like
fans
that.
Are going to say anything.
I like
don't
them
have
from
them
Miami, and that puts them obviously back in the playoff run, which then alters the bottom of the East
oh
again.
Oh, my God.
Just real quick.
Alters the bottom of the East.
Sorry, Orlando. You're no longer the best team in Florida.
Just real quick to close up on Houston. If they are not able to pull something off this free, which I don't think they will, and look, they could run it back again. And listen, they were game six against the Warriors, right? So you figure the Warriors are out. They could run it back again. But if they do it again and it doesn't work, as much as I love Harden, I'm going to start looking at him sideways on this and be like, my man, we gotta do something different here because this ain't
it. Well, if you remember his comments at the end of the series, he talked about he knew what they needed to do this summer. I'm still looking like, what y'all going to do?
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of flexibility. It doesn't seem like Jimmy Butler is really intrigued to go there.
He's not going there.
He's like, I want it rather be in South Beach.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be really interesting.
It is.
We got the early predictions that Charlotte will have the worst record in the league.
100%.
100%.
Worst team by far.
No, they're being led by Terry Rozier.
They're winning 10
Who
games.
Who did they draft? P.J. Washington?
I didn't like that pick.
My comments about P.J. Washington when I saw him play against Seton Hall this year, this past season at the Garden.
Wait, this is funny. What were they? Go ahead.
So we were down in the media room, and P.J. was having
Seton Hall won that game.
Seton Hall won that
game.
Shout out
to Miles Powell.
P.J. was getting buckets in, and, you know, a lot of the MSG media guys were asking, so they're like, oh, you guys are media guys. They're like, yo, but my man, what you think about P.J. Washington? I go, what year is he? They go, sophomore. I go, exactly. And I walked out. Right?
And that was before Jerrod went on the whole rant about him being a 6'7 power forward.
I mean,
yeah, I'm not
impressed. If he was nice, he would have been out already, right?
Saw him at Geico Nationals in 2017, the same year that I saw R.J. Barrett.
And R.J. was the best player that year, by far.
Who was then a sophomore.
Yeah, better than P.J.
Before he reclassed up. But P.J. Washington, he was good, but, like, he was also kind of dirty, which was interesting to me. So, Charlotte's going to be not interesting. I was going to say very interesting. Charlotte's just going to be Charlotte. Terry Rozier, P.J. Washington, Malik Monk. I thought Malik Monk was going to be good.
$19 million for Terry Rozier.
I thought Malik Monk was going to be good.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, putting a bow on this, winners and losers. I really hate doing winners and losers sometimes. I kind of hate doing it.
Wait, you know what, though?
Got to do it.
We're not putting a bow on anything.
I'm about to roll out of here a little bit because I'm starting to get a little hungry.
We're booked till 10.
You and me as well. I'm both hungry. You want to bring me some food? Matt, you want
to
bring me some food?
What is there to eat on a Sunday night around
I will say
here?
A lot of things.
Really? The two. Yeah.
You want to get food?
The two local teams here in New York where we are, I'm going to say winners. I'm going to call the Knicks winners. Knicks fans, get excited. You're winners. And the Nets are winners.
I don't know if I go that far.
Look, they got good
well,
players.
It's hard to say that they're winners.
They're on the right track.
They're not losers.
They're not losers.
Okay,
they're not losing.
On the right track.
Thank you. They're not losers.
If you're not first, you're
Brooklyn,
last.
Brooklyn, obviously winners.
Yeah, I won't say
on paper.
Utah
on paper.
Winners.
Utah,
I agree.
Utah, you.
Indiana.
If
I
I'm picking the biggest in
job.
Each conference,
Indiana. I like
I'm
that.
Going. If I'm picking the biggest in each conference, I'm probably going Brooklyn and Utah.
Yeah.
Wait, no. The Lakers got Anthony Davis.
Well, but that's
yeah,
no.
But
we're
that's,
talking about free agency.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a
trade.
Yeah, so
that's a trade.
Well, Utah got Mike Conley.
Okay, but we're giving it because they got
Boyan
and we
starting
got.
Starting point is it the draft?
Yes. We're talking about
today. Utah, Brooklyn.
I mean, we'll see what happens with Kawhi. That'll be the winner. Toronto will be more of a winner than Brooklyn if Kawhi stays.
Is Milwaukee a winner?
Interesting.
Milwaukee about the same.
You know what's funny? They did what they had to do. So I guess that's a win, but I think losing Brogdon does hurt them.
I would say this. A fully healthy Brooklyn team against Toronto is a nice Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, but that's why I say that, is because Durant, you're not getting him for a year.
Right, you're not getting Durant for a year.
Now, when you get him, and if Kawhi's still there, I need to see what Toronto looks like. Right. But, I mean, and
I like Brooklyn a lot.
If Toronto repeats...
So let's go through some teams and winners. Tell me if they won or lost or whatever.
No, let's do it.
It's way too early.
We've done it. Philadelphia 76ers at this point.
Incomplete. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't give them a grade.
Because Tobias...
I don't mind. Look.
I think I got to see what they get for Butler if they do a sign and trade. Yeah, exactly. It looks all the way like that. I actually do think it's a win in some degree because they weren't going to keep both of them. I don't think it made sense for them to. I do think losing Redick hurts.
Oh, here's big time.
So
New Orleans, big winner.
Right.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Let's.
But go ahead. Who's next?
Boston, and we don't have to Boston do just Celtics. Do draft two.
Boston's incomplete. But
Kemba?
Seems like they have a plan.
Though. I'm going to give them a win.
No, yeah.
They lost
an all-star talent and put another all-star talent. That's got to be a win.
Who is less problematic? But Horford, man.
Horford's going to hurt?
Yeah, defensively.
And then what's Jalen and Tatum going to
do? Well, you know what?
Tatum's a kid.
But it's time for the kids to grow.
Right.
Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. I think this year, usually in sports in general, that third year. Yes, that third year is what you want to see, especially in the NBA where usually those first four years you're under contract. This is the year Jason Tatum has to be 20-plus points per game, borderline all-star level player. He has to be.
Especially if everyone thinks he's going to be an all-NBA guy, he's got to be 20-plus points a game next year.
That people were scared to lose in the Anthony Davis trade.
The one you didn't want to trade for Kawhi, like he's untouchable. Well, you got to show it now, buddy.
You have to.
I mean, he showed me some things during the season, just watching games and watching him play. I know he was definitely inconsistent. And he fell in love with the mid-range jumper for some reason.
I don't know if this is a hot take.
Oh, I know why. mid-range jumper.
But just from watching him play, I still feel good about him.
I don't know if this is a hot take, but I think Kemba averages a little bit less scoring this year, but I think he gets more assists.
Look at Kyrie's numbers from last year. Kyrie was passing the ball last year.
And he was playing well.
Don't act like he was like, terrible. Like, no, he played last year.
I'm just saying, I think Kemba's going to step up his assists now because he has actual teammates for the first time since UConn. UConn, his team wasn't good.
I mean, it's pretty much known he's a better teammate than Kyrie.
Yeah. Keep running. Who else?
Who's next?
We're giving Indiana a win.
Yeah.
Yes. Malcolm. I like what they've done.
Brogdon?
I hope Oladipo comes back.
Yeah, we need Depot.
Brogdon Oladipo's a good backcourt.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Brogdon's good.
Defensively,
man.
I just thought of that.
Defensively,
too.
They get after
Brogdon
it.
Oladipo?
It'll
be better next year.
I think a lot depends on them as they progress through the season, how Oladipo comes back, what they do with their big situation. Are you keeping Sabonis and Turner?
You know, I like Sabonis, but if you got to only keep one, you got to keep Turner, I think, just because he's. I love Sabonis. But
Turner was my defensive player of the year.
But they might be able to flip Sabonis, and I think that could be
interesting. You can get a lot back for Sabonis, I think.
Yep.
Brooklyn's a win.
Yep.
Yep.
The Orlando Magic. What did they do again?
They did some things. Terrence Ross.
I forgot already.
Nothing
Terrence
great.
Terrence Ross and they're going to bring back
Camino.
A lot of forwards. Loss. Next.
Detroit. They signed Derrick Rose.
Hold on. Orlando, you think it's a straight up loss?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Okay, they re-signed Vucevic.
I mean, they kept Vuk at least.
Look, I like Vuc, but they're forward heavy. Like, who? What are their guards doing?
Front court heavy, and that's not what they need. And
Jonathan Isaac is like a two guard on that team now,
but he can't even play.
And what about is Mo Bamba?
You don't think Isaac can play?
He can. He just can't get time.
Is Bamba doing anything? He got time.
We'll see. Anyway, Bamba's incomplete.
Wasn't as high on Bamba as I was guys like Triple J and Bagley. So.
Well, I love Triple J. So
I've given Orlando a loss.
And Wendell Carter.
Yeah, I love Carter.
What about Chicago?
Chicago.
What did they do? They signed Portis. Your boy.
Young.
Thaddeus Young.
Everybody's like, man.
Exactly.
Here's the thing.
When you say, man,
their
a
best
loss,
player is still Zach LaVine. That is a dangerous place to be.
Lost.
With Kobe White in the backcourt. Anyway, continue.
Oh, lost. Wow.
That's an interesting
point. And Wendell Carter. I like Wendell Carter. Yep. I like Kobe White.
And I like marketing.
Love marketing. They got some young talent.
Yeah, but they.
Is Jim Boyle going to get along with his young talent? That remains to be seen.
Yes.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Jim Boyle.
Exactly.
And where's Chris Dunn going?
Right. Yeah, moving him. Yeah, they're moving him.
He's looking at the money Terry Rozier got, and he's like, I can get it too.
Well, he needs to stay healthy. Yeah, yeah, that's stay true. On the court. He's a good player. Detroit Pistons signed Derrick Rose. That's so, it, right?
Yeah, whatever.
That would be a good fit for
Chris. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you that's a slight.
And they still have Mr. October.
But that's why it's a slight win. Maybe now you don't have to have Reggie Jackson handling the ball as much. Rose shot pretty good.
I look at it as an elite pass team. No. Next.
No, they're not.
No, they're not elite
pass. Wait. You don't want to see Andre Drummond get 22 and 22?
Definitely not.
Stop it. Four blocks?
Definitely not. No. Charlotte? We already talked about that. Next.
The biggest L.
The biggest L.
The biggest L.
Except Terry Rozier is one of the biggest winners.
Yeah.
Terry Rozier won.
Yeah. The Hornets lost.
I hope Terry Rozier, if you ever come across this, I really hope you average 22 points and 8 assists.
Well, if he does, yeah.
I just don't know if it's going to happen.
No.
Next. Can't do that. Heat incomplete.
Incomplete.
Washington Wizards nothing.
Nothing.
The Heat are on track.
I mean, Wizards bringing back Bryant for good value.
And if this Bradley Beal thing is what they're gonna do, like just try to rebuild because they're gonna have no John Wall next year because the Achilles, so they tank and then go to the lottery, whatever. So maybe they have a plan, but they have no GM. So anyway, next.
Atlanta's nothing.
Nothing because they're
Cleveland's nothing.
No, Atlanta's gonna be good, man.
Yeah, but for my free agent greats.
Yeah, free agent. It's Golden State. They lost Kevin Durant.
Let me say this though. Atlanta also got draft picks while taking an Allen Crabbe salary. This was shortly before free agency, but still, they have the draft picks.
No, they're doing their thing.
They are on the right track.
We talk about Atlanta. We like them.
We like
two max slots in 2020-2021.
They're on the right track.
They're good.
See what they
Denver. They picked up Millsaps.
Yep.
I think they looked at the market and said it wasn't going to be that better. I think it's a win. They also still have some young talent, like you mentioned, Michael Porter coming back. They're winning.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Portland?
Well, with keeping Hood, and they might keep Enos, and they got Bazemore.
They got Bazemore.
I'll get them a win.
They shorted their win.
And they supermaxed Damian. So that's a win.
Due to Kevin Love.
But they got to go get a Kevin Love.
This
is a year they got to go get a player.
You want me to stay up late? Do that Kevin Love trade.
I might move to Portland for that.
Shoot.
Houston, we talked about.
Yeah, Houston.
Utah, we said, is a W. OKC,
they didn't do much they could do.
Also, we didn't talk about this with Houston, though. Clint Capella?
No, we didn't talk about trading him. We did.
I think you were in the bathroom.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. We talked about trading him.
Yeah. Sorry.
I tore ass in the bathroom. But
thank you, buddy. We appreciate that.
We all want to know that. Now that makes me want to slap you in the face.
OKC, they are at the luxury tax and deep into it. Unless they trade Adams, they got nothing to do. So, next.
Spurs.
They signed
Amari Carroll.
I mean,
I don't know what that means.
But they're gonna be
about what they are. Yeah, so you know
that's like a sleep.
They're a man. Yeah, man.
That is what it is.
Yeah, that was shaky. Clippers.
Nothing yet.
Oh, we'll
Sacramento
see.
Sacramento Kings. They did a couple.
They re-signed Barnes and
who else did they
Clippers
get?
Got draft picks though.
Who else?
The Kings also signed another where I like
Harrison
their,
Barnes.
Yeah, but somebody else signed Barnes though.
And
they did something.
Viewers, help us.
I know. Sam.
I forgot. That was
so
early.
In the meantime, I'll move on.
Yeah, move on.
I said, go ahead. Fine. Get
Lakers. We're to be continued.
You're still making.
Well, they got Anthony Davis. So.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll start.
Oh, Ariza on the Kings. Yeah.
That's a weird signing. But
I think.
I guess they're trying to take that next step
and get that veteran presence again. Okay. Yeah, I like him.
That was somebody who the Lakers were talking about, Ariza. Mm-hmm. So that he's off the board.
Oh, it's Ariza. That's right.
2 years, $25 million. No, good deal.
Not bad. Timberwolves,
we're waiting on D'Angelo and Andrew Wiggins 3-team trade and all that.
Grizzlies, nothing.
Hold on.
We signed Valanciunas.
Hold on. Apparently, Brian Windhorst did the what it do, baby, on the jump. The thing that Kawhi did that went viral.
What it do, baby?
All right, man.
Yo,
chill.
Yo, next. Nobody asked for that.
Yeah, no one wants that. Anyway, next.
New Orleans is a win.
Yep. Ooh, huge win.
They've been winning for weeks.
Shout out to our boy Rob Lopez for clipping that.
Shout out to Rob.
And it was Redick, though.
Yeah.
Because remember, people were talking about Horford. So,
yeah,
so you're happy. So you're happy with Redick.
I do.
And it looks like no Horford.
No Horford, but they have cap space still because Redick was only what?
2 for 26 and a half.
Right, so it's 13. So they still have 20 million or so, 19 left, so they can still do something. Okay. So I like them.
Dallas has done nothing so far. Well, Porzingis.
And they also signed my man.
Powell.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Boom, Powell.
That's a win. And the Phoenix Suns.
Taking L's as usual.
They did, They're Charlotte West. That's what they are. They're literally the Hornets of the West, except they at least have Devin Booker.
And all right, man. You guys keep rolling with this. I got to get out of here. It's a wrap for me, man.
This has been a long pod. So we're going to do a little extra thing, but we're going to do on a separate pod of reviewing some stuff. We'll put a wrap. Thank you guys for joining us.
Appreciate you guys having us, as always.
You know, we're shutting it down now.
We got to do more of these. We got to do more lives.
If y'all want to come next week.
We got to do more lives.
We can always do one. Yeah.
Maybe we do Summer League? Do a little live Summer League?
Oh, wow, man. Summer League.
Are you guys down to do it? You want to come back next year?
Let's do it.
We're gonna have more
one of my favorite times of the year.
Yo, me too. We're here Sunday.
We need a Summer League trip.
Can we stream in here?
Yeah.
All right.
What, the game?
Yeah.
I got YouTube TV.
Okay, cool. So we can put it up.
Are we allowed to?
We can't show that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But
we can put it on our... All right, cool. Yeah. Do a little Summer League.
We're here Sunday at 6 p.m., right?
Yes.
6 p.m., 6 to 8. 2 hours. So not as long as...
Let y'all know.
There won't be as much breaking news.
Yeah, so thanks to...
It'll be the day after things become official.
So yes, yeah, so that'll be interesting. Yeah. I'm fine to do these. I'm sure people like going back and listening because we were doing it in real time as things were happening. Right. So thank you, Gerard.
Appreciate you, man.
You can always check out Gerard's work, Black Sports Online, all the other outlets he's with, SNY, BET, everything he's with. My man, Jamal Murphy, on this week's episode of The Sports Walk.
Yeah.
It'll be good. I'll give you guys a preview. He talks a little bit about college basketball and players and getting paid. And we talked about
a bunch of different
stuff about that. And like coaches. And we talked about a whole bunch of different stuff around college basketball. So it's really good.
Knicks still have $50.8 million in cash.
Yeah. You could just do 2 1-year deals. Let them expire. Get that money all back next year. If you don't go after D'Angelo and all that, I'm saying.
If you get D'Angelo, you're still
$25 million.
Yeah, you're still going to have $23 million
it's
left.
Matter
of fact, if you got that, then you can build an actual team.
And remember, they have to spend that.
Wait, let's stay here.
$96 million.
If you get D'Angelo, that's 25. So you got 25 left. Now you can actually build a team with the rest of that $25 million.
Yeah.
Now you can say, oh, we're making the playoffs now.
Right.
Yeah.
But they got to get in this. And we haven't heard I haven't heard from anybody that they're actually in the D'Angelo sweepstakes.
Me neither.
So we'll see.
But I think it's interesting. D'Angelo hasn't come off the board today. That means the market's competitive. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, and that's absolutely who they should go. Remember, this is the first day, but things are going to be happening overnight.
The Knicks have a good shot. They got a young team. He might want to stay in New York. He's lived in New York for a couple of years.
Clippers have $55 million in cap space if they keep Gallinari's
And maybe you flip some cap space, too.
The Knicks have made significant progress, stuff as we're getting off with Taj Gibson per SNY sources.
Okay. D'Angelo Russell.
How much does he get?
Put him on a 1 year.
What's okay, like 9, dude, 9 what if 10
you do
million?
What if you do D'Angelo, Pat Beverly, and Taj Gibson?
Ooh.
You'll find playing time for Dennis Smith Jr., D'Angelo, and Pat Beverly.
Yo, you'll find that.
You still have RJ Barrett, Kevin Knox.
You making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think so.
Patrick Beverly won't allow you not to make the playoffs.
By the way, without KD, that Knicks Nets first 4 games?
Yeah.
Yo.
By the way, David Fizdale is not a bad coach.
I just sent a message to somebody I know close to Taj Gibson to be like, come, tell him to come. I like Taj.
Well, he's from here.
He's from Fort Greene.
Oh, we can get him up here.
PS67.
Get him up here. So that's part of why I hope that happens.
We could get him up here.
I want to get more NBA players.
But I like that though. If we do a summer league thing, that'd be dope. I want to see. Play first day, right? Something like that.
Yeah. Well, is it the first day? The fifth, right?
Oh, fifth.
We talk a lot. We talk a lot about. You watch obviously a lot of these young guys playing college and stuff like that.
I love the summer league.
Me too. So it'll be good. It's a good time. Thank you guys for coming up.
Appreciate y'all
having me.
This is episode. What episode? What are we calling this of the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast? 85.
Oh, should I get the list? I should probably get a list of numbers, huh?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah,
let me just get NFL guys.
Yeah, Antonio Gates is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Antonio Gates is a good one.
I was gonna think of a hockey player, 85, just to mess y'all up.
Got to be a lot of football players, wide receivers.
Yeah, for sure.
I ain't looking at any other sport.
85. Gates is the only person that comes to mind for me. I'm really struggling to think of somebody else.
Yeah, football player, 85 for sure.
There's got to be another couple great 85s.
Keenan Allen. Is he 85?
He and Antonio Gates. All right, we got Jack Youngblood.
Yo, Youngblood. That's a good one.
Yeah, he was
That's a good one.
Antonio Gates. Derek Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Taj Gibson is officially a Knick 2-year, $20 million deal with the Knicks.
Now they got $40 million in cap space.
I'm telling you, man.
Chad Ochocinco.
Ochocinco. How could I forget that?
It's the Ochocinco episode.
Let me tell you something. I still have... Because I haven't taken it down, and I've been lazy, and this has been there since I was in literally middle school. Still have a Chad Ochocinco poster in my room. Wow. Yeah.
Well, Brian's also telling you how young he is with that, folks.
Yes, he is.
He did show his age.
I was really... Wesley Walker.
Wesley Walker.
Isaac Curtis. Julius Adams. Drew Hill. Rob Moore. Vernon Davis. Wait,
Drew Hill.
Oh, Vernon Davis.
Drew Hill the player retirement. Or Drew Hill the R&B group with Cisco?
No.
he rocked an 85 jersey.
Yeah, 85, they took 85 steps, instead of, 85 steps instead of 5 steps.
Vernon Davis.
Wait, don't. Wait. Hold on. Because we all have a certain age. Don't sleep. Don't act like y'all didn't make no girl a mixtape with Drew Hill on there somewhere. Don't front.
I didn't, but I definitely played it for them.
Okay. I was going to say, don't front like you didn't do that.
I mean, hey, Drew Hill was fire, man.
Because I definitely did that.
Drew, I can't say anything because Drew Hill was hot when I was like 6.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. If you make a mixtape for girls when you're 6,
the
we got to talk about it.
The only NBA player in history to wear number 85.
NBA player?
Yes.
I know. Only Baron Davis.
Damn it.
From Knicks.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
And with the Cavs. He did it with the Cavs, too.
With the Cavs, too.
Let me see if any baseball player.
It's definitely, it's to me, it's Antonio Gates, man.
Not Chad Ochocinco?
Or Jack Youngblood?
Like,
Youngblood
literally,
was good,
Ochocinco in the name. Like,
all right, we can go with Ochocinco.
That's a tough one, man.
I'll go. Let's go with Ochocinco. We call
I'd
it.
I'd tell Matt.
Might as well.
We'll have the artwork whenever we have it.
We'll have it. All right, the Ochocinco episode. That is it. Thank you for joining us on this live edition.
Luis Cessa, who's a Yankee right now. He's 85.
Stop.
He's wilding.
We are done.
And Lastings Millage. Yo.
Oh, wow.
Yo,
I was just thinking about him.
I remember Lastings.
I was just thinking about him.
Lastings Millage. Yo.
Stop it.
Yo, the hype around him was so
Dom Smith has been much better than Lastings.
Yes, he has.
I don't want to compare black player and black player, but I will say this. Dominic Smith got people comparing him to Cliff Floyd now. And I don't know if they're doing black lefty and black lefty.
They are.
And converted outfielder from first baseman, but... Dominic Smith
which is why I love the cross racial comparisons. Those are always the best.
With Lastings Millage, you're just talking about two guys. Who, you know, two guys that got a lot of hype coming in. You know,
yeah. Lastings Millage batted 272 in the second season.
That was a bump there. Hit that mic.
We getting food or are we doing one more quick pod?
Might do some quick.
We should do it.
Some stuff up. All right.
Not an extra, like a top five.
But
let's do it. Bandana.
But oh God, Brian, yeah, guys, wow. Stay tuned for Bandana.
Listen,
it's gonna be
insufferable. Good time for me to leave.
Yes, it is.
I heard it. It's on point.
Listen, I'm gonna listen to it.
Listen.
And I'm not even a Freddie Gibbs fan, but it's on point.
I fuck around, right?
But really,
objectively.
It is
probably the album of the year.
All right.
Objectively.
I'm with you.
What? In all of music or hip-hop?
Hip-hop. I haven't heard, like,
it's not better than Anderson. It's not better than Anderson Paak.
How was,
A friend of mine hit me with that, too.
Butter,
said he thought it was
That's one of my best albums I've heard this year.
Nice.
Which one?
Ari Lennox, Shea Butter Baby.
Have you heard Lil Sims?
I did not listen to her album.
Hers was good.
I'll listen to
that. And that's something that you wouldn't expect me to listen to.
What about Meg Thee Stallion?
You heard Pivot Gang?
He said nope.
Nah.
Check that out.
Meg rap.
But her content is redundant.
No hot girl shit? You ain't on that?
I'm into it. I like the chick Tierra Whack out of Philly more. I mess with her. Yeah, I mess with her. Because
literally every girl I follow on Instagram, that's like their thing. It's like in their stories, like it's hot girl shit summer. I'm like,
we gotta get Taj up here, bro. It's time.
I'm working on it. I was talking to who I need to talk to. This is what's happening.
That's every girl's IG story. I'm like, all right.
I gotta get Dinwiddie back up here too. He'd be playing.
All right, so that's it. Wrap for episode 85. Thank you guys. Thank you Otis for checking in, supporting us. John Perez. Everybody else who supported with the questions, we absolutely appreciate it. The audio will be up on.
Why are you
playing Knocking the Boots?
He hit you with that smooth crew. Yo, Brian is wildin'.
Yo, stop. Yo, it's too much. All right, we are getting out of here. For Jerron Hector, Jamal Murphy, and Brian Fonseca, I'm Dex Sermon. Until next time, peace, y'all.
Peace.
Yo,
ballin', son. Like, you really?
I love having the aux, man.
I should have never gave you the aux.
Yeah, you.